Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Peter Navarro joins the program. Really good conversation that I think you're going to enjoy about his latest book. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Kash Patel also joins us. He has a new book as well. Two friends, the program. We dive deep into when should Trump announce? Who are the snakes in the White House that we're trying to take out Donald Trump and so much more? Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. With us right now is Kash Patel, one of the friends of our show. Kash, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Charlie. Great to be with you guys.
Kash, you have a new book. Tell us about it before we get into the news of the day.
I do. I appreciate it. We're just launched yesterday exclusively. President Trump put out The Plot Against the King, 2,000 Mules. It's our sequel to our best-selling children's book, The Plot Against the King. First, we wrote about Russiagate because the left told us we can't teach our children about the youth and history and facts. And then we did a sequel to talk about election integrity. So they say Orange Man bad, which is why I'm wearing this T-shirt. President Trump says Plot Against the King, 2,000 Mules good. So plotagainsttheking.com. It's about Dinesh. Dinesh's story in 2,000 Mules. We collaborated with him on this book. And they go out through the kingdom and they see how the mules left glowing poo in the streets and basically jeopardize the integrity of an election system, just like they did in 2020. It's not political. It's just teaching our kids about service and truth like we did in Plot Against the King, one. And now we're on to our way to a trilogy. And we want to put it in every school, in every district in America. And President Trump was kind enough to champion that message yesterday on Truth Social.
Well, we got to get that in our Turning Point Academy. That is for sure.
Let's do it.
So email us, everybody, your thoughts for Kash Patel, freedom@charliekirk.com. Kash, what is the latest? What's your thoughts on the latest news out of the New York Attorney General's office? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's no surprise. Look, this lady made it her mission to campaign on actually bringing a case before she knew about anything about the case and was ever in the seat to begin with. And New York, my original home state, will hopefully be rescued by the great Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor there. And hopefully put an end to this. But she basically manufactured, I believe, evidence to say, we couldn't come at you criminally. We tried for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. But now we're going to come at you civilly and say, you did some stuff wrong, so you have to pay us. And the fake news media is going to get the headline that they want, quote unquote, Trump world and family prosecuted. You know, it's just another two-tier system of justice now on display at the state level in New York.
So, Kash, what is your opinion on the Department of Justice's non-stop just barrage campaign against Donald Trump? You said before they're not going to indict Donald Trump. I'm not trying to pin you on this, but do you still have that belief?
Yeah. Look, you're right, though. It is a barrage campaign like none other. Look, I'm a former national security prosecutor. I was at this DOJ where I did some of the best work in my career. And those days of the DOJ are long gone. But what you have is the government gangsters at the top who started Russiagate, the guys like John Carlin. And then there you have Lisa Monaco and Merrick Garland, and the guys that covered it up at the FBI, like Chris Wray and the corrupt FBI agents who have now been exposed through the whistleblower program. These people have been running at Trump for 6, 7 years, and this is just their next iteration because they've moved on. You can tell no one's talking about January 6th anymore because that chapter's over because we exposed the truth on what happened in January 6th and President Trump's authorization of the National Guard. And I think a similar approach will be taken here. Now they're just doubling down. They're going to attack Trump's everyone in Trump world. They're coming after, and they're not going to stop. They are going to try to get an indictment, but I still believe they're going to come up short.
So, Kash, how do we respond to this? You know, I'm rather impatient, and I say that it's about time for the DA and the sheriffs of the world to start indicting Democrats for the crimes that we know, not doing what they do where you just make stuff up. Kash, they don't respect the rule of law. They don't respect us. They don't. There is nothing that we do that they respect. The only thing that they respect, Cash, let me actually change that, is red wave elections. That does actually threaten them. But Cash, beyond that, should we just sit on our hands and wait around? Or is it time? I mean, you say this as a former prosecutor. I know that you might have a different take, but isn't it time for us to start prosecuting all these vigilantes? I mean, they have a sheriff in Texas who says they're going to criminally investigate Ron DeSantis. We laugh at it. Okay. I mean, but why don't we have sheriffs saying we're going to go, you know, we're going to go investigate Peter Strzok. Who are you? I don't know. I'm some sheriff from Wyoming and I'm just going to go do it. I mean, it's about time we start to do what they're doing to us. Cash, what are your thoughts?
You know what? That's actually pretty brilliant. And I never thought of that. We should get state and local authorities to do the job that our federal government is failing to do in law enforcement, because our DOJ and FBI has been totally politicized and destroyed. So I'm all for this great idea. Let's go to states across the country where we have Republican attorney generals and Republican district attorneys and say, prosecute Peter Strzok, Comey, McCabe, yes, everybody else. You can go find the crimes that they committed at the state level too, since this federal government
multitude of crimes. I mean, whether it be destruction of evidence or, you know, seditious conspiracy against the country, which is, by the way, what Peter Strzok did. Peter Strzok was conspiring against the entire, you know, federal government, against a sitting president, both while sitting and former. And they're using this language against us. But the, you know, where I get this from, Cash, is you have some, and she might be a sweet person. I think she's full of, you know, venom. This woman in Fulton County, Georgia, who's, you know, putting out her chest like, yeah, I'm going to go indict a former president. Like, you're a local DA. Like, why don't you worry about like arson and rape and murder and kidnapping? Not indict. No, but that's what they do. And remember, when they indicted Steve Bannon a couple days ago, they used the Manhattan district attorney, that guy Bragg, Alvin Bragg. I mean, New York is Gotham, but they're more worried about political stuff. Now, Cash, AGs can't do this. Many AGs, because they can't panel grand juries, but DAs and sheriffs can. Why is it that we haven't thought of this before?
Honestly, I don't know. It's great that you have, and that's why you have your show and the audience that you do. And I'm all for it, because I literally, even look, a guy that was in law enforcement for years never thought, because I was trained when it's a federal crime, our federal government's going to come in. But you're right. They have totally, totally failed. And when they have failed, there's no law saying that a state level prosecution from a state DA can't do it. Now, here's what I will highlight it. While the DAs in rogue places like Atlanta, New York City and whatnot are coming after political prosecutions, what they are failing on is crime. And that's why it's exploding in LA, New York City, Chicago, and places like that. But when you go and look at Republican DAs and Republican sheriffs in counties across America, those are safer counties, because you know what they're doing? Their job. They're enforcing the street level code of conduct and laws to protect the everyday citizenry. But I agree with you, and I'll go on the road with you for this. Let's champion it. Let's find a couple of DAs.
I agree.
And a couple of sheriffs and say, let's go all in. I'll do it for free. I'll do the work for free on this one.
Well, there you go. There's plenty of good sheriffs. And by the way, you got to find what laws they broke. But we know all of it. It's all transparent. So Cash, we're going to do the road show. The road show will be all about finding DAs. And so if there's any DAs out there that listen to our program, because there's a lot of them, or any sheriffs, we got all the goods. I would love to see some West Texas sheriff indict Peter Strzok. And by the way,
that would be awesome.
But why not? That's what they do to us. We know the laws that Peter Strzok broke, and the DOJ is, John Durham, in 2314, we might get the Durham report. Okay. I mean, at this point, it's a joke. It's a mockery. So
I know.
All right, let's play. Letitia James predicted she was going to go after Trump. I'm not saying that we have to be political. I'm saying we have to have a focus on the law and justice. Cash, you've detailed it all here. And if the DOJ is not going to do the job, the states have to step up. Play cut 69.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
I think it's reprehensible what she's staying for, you know, all that. But I actually have some respect for it in one sense, where she said she was going to go after a political opponent, and she's done that. And Republicans talk a good game. How many times have you heard an attorney general candidate, I'm going to go after the Biden administration? Yeah, okay. The way you go after the Biden administration is not just filing lawsuits against the federal government. It's, hey, have you looked into Hunter Biden's crimes lately? Letitia James knows exactly what she's doing. Knows exactly what she's doing. Okay, Kash Patel is here. We're figuring out how to save the country through DAs and sheriffs. Should have been done a long time ago. Are you like every one of us that thinks our country has gone nuts, whether it's Russiagate, market crashes, or selling oil to China, or this insane inflation? Well, right now, you need a financial mind who understands your concerns, but at the same time has a Christian worldview of money. That's why you should talk to my friends at Pax Financial Group. Look, I've given my money to Pax Financial to manage. If it's good enough for me, I think it's good for you. Like all of us, they have concerns, but they also have hope. In this market, you must have a financial person who shares your hope and at the same time can help you with biblical responsible investing, BRI, biblical responsible investing. That's why I want you to text the word Charlie to 74868. That is Charlie to 74868 to connect with my friends at the Pax Financial Group. Biblical responsible investing. So take out your phone. Just text Charlie to 74868. That's 74868. Text Charlie to connect with my great friends at the Pax Financial Group. Cash, our audience loves this idea. And they could get us the thoughts freedom at charliekirk.com. They said, Charlie, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is brilliant. Go after the criminal cartel in Washington. And Cash, the reason why now this is acceptable in the American zeitgeist is they have a county sheriff who's investigating a sitting governor. Okay, if that's now the new standard of what is acceptable, then we can have a county sheriff in Athens, Tennessee. Great folks there. We can have a county sheriff in Western North Dakota or in Nebraska say, hey, I'm going to go investigate Peter Strzok. And we're going to have a special committee here in West Texas or in Central Nebraska. And guess what? According to interstate obligations, if a sheriff puts forward an indictment, it will then get kicked up to state agencies. And then wherever Peter Strzok is, they're going to have to demand summons like, hey, you got to go now to North Dakota or you got to go to Nebraska and face a judge. Cash, is this a doable idea?
It's going to require some. It's doable. Yes, it's going to require some savvy state level gymnastics because, yes, you can, as a matter of state, prosecute crimes that happened some partly outside of your state. Generally, that's reserved for the federal courts, but the federal judiciary, or excuse me, the federal law enforcement agencies have shown themselves to be a failure. And so if they're doing it, you're right. Why don't we do it? And look, I'm going to be in Phoenix September 30th, and I'm going to be hanging out with Carrie Lake, and maybe we should all get together with our local sheriffs that'll be there, and we could start the process in Arizona and show the country the power of this movement. But I think it is absolutely doable, and there are state-level crimes and very smart lawyers, way smarter than me, at the state-level district attorney's offices that can go after specific electronic crimes, crimes of, you know, process crimes, crimes of destruction of evidence, crimes of conspiracy. Those all happen within states. And every day, states are prosecuting crimes within states with actors from outside of their states.
Yeah, it's the fact that this is happening. We got to start to go to different levels, unfortunately. It's what they're doing. So, Cash, what is going on with Mr. Durham? Is it ever going to happen? There's a Danchenko case coming up. It's pretty important, though, isn't it?
Well, I think at least the stunning part about that, and you're talking to the guy that figured out and told the world that Christopher Steele was a paid informant, not only for the Hillary Clinton campaign, but the FBI as well. And it was a shock to even me to have Durham tell the world that Danchenko, the source of the Steele dossier, which was totally made up and the FBI knew it, was not only a target of an FBI investigation criminally, but when they ended that investigation and he went to Brookings with Fiona Hill and the DNC and everybody paid him to work with Christopher Steele, the FBI then hired him and put him on the payroll at the FBI to do what? To prosecute Trump. I mean, this talk about, I get why people say the FBI needs to be completely destroyed. This is a rogue department that is acting up. They're saying they're acting lawfully. And we got to get the documents out. We need Congress more than ever. Hopefully John Durham does it. But Congress, once the gavel switch, can put these documents out from the FBI that show their own corruption. And they're going to scream the same thing. No, no, it's classified. We can't talk about that. Just like they did during Russiagate, the Nunes memo and everything else. Well, you know what? They only do it when it covers their own corruption. And Chris Wray is deafening whistleblowers who are coming forward. And apparently he's hiring criminals for the FBI to prosecute.
Unbelievable. Will we ever know how many people were on FBI payroll? Will we ever know how deep it is? is the only way to get to the bottom of this, a Church and Pike committee equivalent, maybe a Jordan Hawley committee, where it's a special committee, and it's more than just writing letters. We're talking about full extraction of information. Your thoughts, Cash?
I think you're right. And listen, maybe I'll go back to Congress and help them do it. But
You should. Cash Patel in charge of the special committee overseeing the FBI.
But until then, I need people to buy my book so I can afford to go back to Congress. Plotagainsttheking.com. Tick off the left. The New York Times is already doing hit pieces on us.
I love it. I have to tell you right now, I'm going to call everyone I know that is Byron Donalds, who's trying to be in leadership. I think very highly of Byron. And I'm going to tell him, hey, Cash Patel should be the like Andrew Weissman of this new Congress. Give him power. Give him funding. Give him standing. Give him a staff. Give him a team. Give him a subpoena button. And let's see what happens. Cash Patel, everybody, buy his new book. It's a great book. Cash Patel is a fighter. We love having Cash on this program, and he's very, very smart. Thank you, Cash.
Thanks, Charlie. I'll see you live next week in Arizona.
Look, rents are going way too high. The rent is too high. If you're renting or have a friend or family member that is, right now is the time to make the move to homeownership. My good buddies, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific Mortgage have helped so many people to make that leap from renting to owning. I know what you're saying. Oh, Charlie, rates are too high. Listen, you could always refinance. The problem is, though, why are you giving all of your money to rent when you could be building equity? With lots of programs that offer first-time buyers assistance with little to no down payment needed, I encourage you to visit andrewandtodd.com right now. They're beautiful people. They're wonderful. The thing I love about these guys is not about the transaction. They're about helping you. They just helped me through a whole problem right now. They were amazing. There's no one like it. And by the way, I dealt with the banks before them. I mean, never again. The banks, the worst. Andrew and Todd made the whole process seamless. They're helping you create a plan to help you reach your goals, whether it's for today or a year from now. With today's still historically low interest rates, it's easier than you think to become a homeowner. I've relied on them, and producer Andrew has as well. I highly recommend you take action right now. I use them, and you should too. I know them personally. They're patriots. They're Christians. Unlike these big, woke, godless banks, why would you do your loans with banks who hate you? And if you know someone who's still paying rent, tell them about Andrew and Todd. Again, you might say, Charlie, now's the worst time to buy. That's not true. Okay, property values are going to go up, and if you're renting, you're getting poorer. So stop paying rent. Start putting your hard-earned money into a home. Again, there's some packages you might be available that might be available for you or no down payment. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. They're wonderful people, enthusiastic. They send me scripture. They love the Lord. They love the country. Stop renting. Start buying. They're wonderful people. andrewandtodd.com. I just want to thank all of you. I learned so much from your emails and from your commentary and your feedback. Sometimes we miss some stuff and you guys just fill in the void. The collective intelligence of our audience is superior to any mind or any person, any snobby or smug person on cable TV. And it's great to see. We read every email. We don't respond to them all, but I learn a lot. I wish I could respond to more of them, but sometimes I respond when I think they're just outrageous things that you guys are sending me. But that's very rare. In fact, usually it's things we learn. So it's freedom@charliekirk.com. I keep it open all day. It's great. We love the feedback. We love the commentary. We love the disagreement as well. That's what keeps things exciting and fun. If we agreed all the time, it would be rather Stalinist. With us right now is a great American patriot who is someone is a political dissident, and they are treating him as if he is, they want to turn him into a political prisoner. Let me put it that way. And when you start to get into, let's just say, the pattern that the Department of Justice has shown where you start to have political prisoners, one after the other, Bannon, Navarro, it's a very dangerous precedent. Peter Navarro's new book is Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back. Peter Navarro joins us right now. Peter, welcome back.
Charlie, you are the you and Pozo and others are really the young guns, the new generation. We're passing the baton to you. I've watched you over the years, going back to the beginning of the Trump administration, and you are really on fire right now. So I congratulate you. And so important because so many of the people in the Trump movement, a little long in the tooth, and you're teaching a whole new generation what it's about. Charlie, my new book, for me, really is not a book. It's a mission. The title says it all, Taking Back Trump's America. We got to get Trump back in the White House in 2024. But first, before we do that, Charlie, we got to focus like a laser beam on taking the gavel out of Pelosi's cold hands, because they have weaponized the investigatory powers of Congress in an unconstitutional way. They're out to take Trump down. They're screwing the economy with all their profligate trillion-dollar fiscal spending bonanzas. And I'm trying to stay really focused, particularly on the House races, a few of the Senate races like Blake Masters in Arizona, Herschel Walker in Georgia, and J.D. Vance in Ohio. But you know the mission, Charlie, and I'm glad to be on the battlefield with you.
So I want everyone to pick up a copy of this, Taking Back Trump's America. I'm going to say this, Peter. You can agree or disagree, but Peter, he needs the best lawyers he can get right now. The DOJ is coming after him. Yeah. And if you want to support Peter, but also get a book in return to learn, we're going to talk about the book in great detail. It's Taking Back Trump's America by Peter Navarro, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back. Now, Peter, I think some people in our audience, though, are going to say we didn't lose the White House. It was taken from us. We were interfered with. Why did you decide to use that language?
In the first chapter, Charlie, I explain how bad personnel, disloyalists, traitors, and incompetent people within the West Wing made that election close enough to steal.
Okay, so can you say some names on our program?
I can say all of them. Here's the problem, and let's do a little history here, Charlie. Ronald Reagan, personnel is policy, one of the great phrases of all time. In other words, if you put the wrong people in that don't reflect the president's ideology, you're going to get the wrong result.
Exactly
Reagan actually learned that from Nixon, who made that mistake. In Trump land, we did not. The day after the November 8th, 2016 election, a devil's bargain, what Steve Bannon calls the original sin of the administration, was to think somehow we could integrate the RINO RNC, traditional Republican wing, in with the Trumpers. It did not work. If in terms of name and names, if I had two people alone who would never have darkened the Oval Office door, I think Trump would still be there. I had Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. That guy was a one-man wrecking crew, Charlie, on our tough on China policy. He backstabbed, he backchanneled, and now he's out cashing in on it. The other was the son-in-law, Jared Kushner. A lot of people were afraid to talk about him for obvious reasons. But I'll tell you this as a matter of history. He screwed up our China policy. He screwed up the pandemic. And most of all, he ran the worst campaign in presidential history. He was like a monkey with a flamethrower burning cash, which we did not have at the end. And then you had, Charlie, the three generals, H.R. McMaster, Mattis at the Pentagon, and John Kelly as chief of staff. Charlie, what amazed me, it's like the first rule of the military is what? Obey the chain of command. You don't do that, the military breaks down. Those three generals, they consistently ignored President Trump as the commander in chief because they thought they knew better. And Lighthizer, the trade rep, used to joke with me. He'd say, there are two kinds of people in the White House. The people who thought they had to save the world from Trump, those were the rhinos and the disloyalists. And there were those like me and Lighthizer who thought Trump would save the world. And that never should have happened, Charlie. And certainly it won't happen in the second term. I do offer my dream cabinet, my dream West Wing. I got guys like Kash Patel as the director of national intelligence. I think Jack Posobiec, would actually make a hell of a national security advisor right in the West Wing, given his training. Bring back some of the old guard like Robert O'Brien at State. But the mission for your viewers and the Taking Back Trump's America book really is the blueprint for this. We got to start with the House of Representatives. There's a great chapter in the book, Charlie, about how a couple of lunkheads in the White House allowed Trump to focus too much on the Senate races in 2018. We could have held on to the House. Pelosi never would have got the gavel. Mm. But that was a strategic failure, and it led to a couple of impeachments and making life miserable. And now Pelosi is using that kangaroo court up on the Hill to try to stop Trump from running in 2024.
That's so interesting. And Peter, I want to echo, you know, what you said there, which is I spent a lot of time in the White House. And, you know, full disclosure, we had Jared on our program. I always got along with Jared. I know people had a lot of different opinions and you obviously had workings there. But with some of the other names that you mentioned, you know, I could say that there was this ideological, not just difference, but there was, what's the right word I'm looking for? There was hatred towards the Trump agenda, that we want to undermine it, that we want to destroy it, that we want to shred it. And so, you know, Peter, what really bothers me is that there were many times to make this right throughout the administration. It was identified. It was talked to. And, you know, I just talked to the president the other day and I said, well, what are you going to do different if you get a second term? He said, personnel. It's people.
He
acknowledges it. But Peter, I'll be honest, he still has some of the snakes around him right now.
Does he ever, Charlie? And I'm glad you said that because it's got to look. Look, he's not going to be real happy with some of the stuff I'm saying in terms of outing people, but he's got to hear that, and he's got to hear it from you. He's got to hear it from me. He's got to hear it from Bannon. He's got to hear it from Corey Lewandowski. And it's just wrong. It's toxic. And we, you know, this country can prosper under Trump. And I'm glad you saw it from the inside. And guess what? I got along with Jared. That's not the issue. We were not antagonists. We were not doing battle all the time. We disagreed sharply about a lot of things. It was always cordial. But boy, at the end of the day, Charlie, that guy was a one-man wrecking crew, and history needs to know that. And I'm not sure I would have been as harsh on him if he hadn't been writing his book of fiction, which here's the thing with Jared. It's like he always wanted to take credit for whatever happened, and then blame anybody for anything that happened bad. And you know what? There's a great story in the Taking Back Trump's America book about his confrontations between him and Dave Bossi and Corey Lewandowski on the other side. I love those guys. Those guys are straight up Trump guys. And what Jared would do with the polling, he would go in and whatever the polls looked like, he'd add points to it and make it seem like Trump was winning in a walk. And it had Charlie, I was in the Oval. It had a material effect, not so much on Trump, but on the people around him, like Mnuchin and Kudlow, who could then say, yeah, we don't want to get too tough on China or do anything, you know, stand pat, and everything's going to be okay. I mean, Mnuchin, you would sit there and say, we're going to win in a walk. And it was just so wrong, Charlie. So Taking Back Trump's America is telling the truth. The other, I mean, look, another villain. I don't know how you feel about these guys, but Mitch McConnell.
Oh, well, we're on the same page there. Don't worry.
One-man wrecking crew. When we got there, yeah, he got us a bunch of judges, and good for him. But what he did, Charlie, and this needs to be known, what he did, Charlie, was he slow-walked a lot of the Trump appointees to fill the top position.
That's exactly right.
Those agencies. We couldn't drain the swamp.
Well, he did that. It was legislative hostage taking.
Yes.
To be able to say, oh, well, you want, for example, you know, just a name off the top of my head, you know, you want Tillerson, or you want someone in this position, or you want Grinnell. Grinnell was the big one, right? So Grinnell as, you know, ambassador to Germany. Well, Mr. President, these things just don't happen on their own. And he was able to slow walk the wall, able to slow walk a lot of the legislative goals. And for whatever reason, one of the big mistakes, I think, of the whole, there were a couple mistakes that I think we could all agree with. Jeff Sessions was a massive personnel mistake. It just never should have happened. He was ideological, but he never should have recused himself. And that whole thing went outside, went south. And then the second thing, I'd love your thoughts, that doesn't get focused on. Why did we decide to go after healthcare first? Right?
Yeah, that's right in there, too. Let me start with Jeff Sessions. Look. Well, I love Jeff Sessions. They put him in the wrong post. He got eaten alive at Justice. It was stupid. That was just stupid. I say in the book, though, if he had been put at Department of Homeland Security in charge of the border, he would have served for 4 years admirably.
And he would have cleaned that whole place up. The DOJ, the DOJ is way different than DHS. It's a completely different ballgame.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he got finessed by the deep swampers, the Justice Department. They're full of some sharks and predators and piranhas. They ate him alive. And then we got Bill Barr. I mean, there's great stories in Taking Back Trump's America about how Bill Barr literally sold us down to Shanghai, even as he didn't crack down on the Russia hoax. So personnel is policy. My mantra is bad personnel is not just bad policy. So
Reagan hired young and he hired ideological and he hired loyal. And that made a big difference in the Reagan administration. Peter, I never understood. The first thing we do is a wildly controversial healthcare bill in Congress. We should have done the wall. We should have done national security. We should have done infrastructure. We should have done something that would have been popular. Your thoughts, Peter?
The long version is in the Taking Back Trump's America book. The short version is that was the rhinos and Paul Ryan, Reince Priebus, trying to stay away from the good stuff, the border and trade and the tax bill. It's pretty simple. They outmaneuvered us because they lied to us. They said, yeah, we can get that done. And it was crazy. How stupid are you? Like, that brought Hillary and Bill down. I mean, there's plenty of history to say, don't go there. That was Reince. That was Ryan when he was Speaker of the House, and we got snookered.
Yeah, imagine if we would have made the wall, which was a campaign promise. You have a little momentum from the inauguration, a first 60-day campaign, and said, hey, and then we're going to do a redomiciling campaign. We're a window. If you want to bring jobs back to America, do it the right way, not the corrupt way. That would have been very hard for them to defeat. Okay, so the second part here, Peter, is how we win it back. How do we win it back?
We have to be true to our MAGA principles, make America great again. There's a great discussion in the book about the central difference between the rhinos and the Trump deplorables. And it really boils down to three things we agree on, which is low tax burden for the middle class, small regulatory burden for small business, strategic energy dominance. We can all agree on that, Charlie, because under the Republican conservative independent tent. We can agree on that. Where we diverge with the rhinos, and this is the problem we had during the first administration, secure borders. We'd love secure borders, Charlie. That's the pathway to rising real wages for Black, brown, and blue-collar Americans and a prosperous middle class. The rhinos hate that. Why? Because the money from Wall Street, the multinational corporations, and big pharma love to import that cheap labor across the border, just as they love to offshore the jobs to the sweatshops of Asia and communist China and the pollution havens. That's where the battle gets fought. And we can't muddle that. And as we go out and appeal to the voters and the electorate, we have to talk pure MAGA. The other part of that iron MAGA triangle, Charlie, is, of course, the endless wars. And regrettably, we didn't run as hard as we should have in 2020 on that. Going into 22 now, every candidate who's MAGA needs to be talking about those issues and fighting inflation. And that's what we need to go forward with in 2024. And the other part about this whole thing is we've got to, in order for Trump to win, it's so critical to win that House of Representatives, Charlie. I can't stress that anymore. If Pelosi holds on to that gavel, Charlie, she's going to make life miserable for everybody in Trump land. And so what I'm urging people to do, I'm sure you've had a lot of these candidates on, but find a candidate that you can give time and money to running in a toss-up district, Charlie, a toss-up district. Joe Kent in Washington, we love that guy. There's a guy, Bruce Poliquin, in District 2 of Maine. We'd love to have that in Republican hands. Bo Hines in North Carolina. I can go around the country and talk about the races, but it could come down to one seat. And so if we don't get that, we're not going to be able to get the White House in 2024, Charlie.
Yeah, it's super important. Do you think Trump should announce before the midterms?
No, it's too soon now, but I am forecasting a Christmas president. I think that the time will be ripe. But it's really important now to stay focused. Look, I think it's about less than 50 days now, Charlie.
Yeah, we're and right. And not only that, ballots go out in 18 days.
Yeah. So, you know, all my energy, I got legal issues with the FBI and the Department of Dual System of Injustice and the House and all that. But my focus really is making sure, like a laser beam, in the next 50 days that we focus getting that House of Representatives back and making sure, Charlie, that a Trump Republican holds the gavel in there. That's as critical. OK, we don't need to do all this work to turn the reins of power over to rhinos who are going to basically go against Trump. I mean, it's like we don't need that anymore. We need to be united.
So, yeah, that's the last question, Peter. What do you say to people that say, hey, I live in a state and I don't like the candidates, but it's against a Democrat? Is there an argument to say suck it up so we can get the majorities back?
Oh, this is easy, Charlie. We live in a virtual world. If you live in Chicago, Illinois, you're surrounded with blues, right? Okay, that's okay. Get on the internet, find a congressional candidate in a toss-up race, and send them some money. Volunteer from time. You can volunteer on a congressional campaign in Arizona. Or Blake Masters, help him out in Arizona. Or the Troika governors, Charlie, you know who they are, right? It's Kerry Lake in Arizona, Tudor Dixon in Michigan, Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania. Those are game changers.
Those are the big ones.
Right there. Mark Fincham. So what I say to people is don't get mad, but also get even. Get even by helping candidates.
Amen.
And boost the turnout.
It's well said. Peter Navarro, check out his book, Taking Back Trump's America. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're my brother, Charlie. You take care.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.